is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
Welcome to Kid Fun and More on Word of Mom Radio. I'm your host, Shryla Felcher, the author of Kid Fun, 401 Easy Ideas for Play. On our podcast, we'll talk to people who care about kids in many different ways. We'll talk to experts, entrepreneurs, parents, teachers, and many others. While learning about their line of work and their special interest, we'll also talk about fun. And I'll share a Kid Fun tip that we hope will enrich your experience with kids. Now to our guests. Today, I'm very excited to introduce you to Jason Corsiniti. Dr. Jason Corsiniti is the co-founder of String Theory Schools, a Philadelphia-based education design management corporation. Our topic is going to be on innovation in education, and Jason is the perfect person to talk to. His school system is a STEAM school. That means it's science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. And they do the most wonderful things with kids at their schools. Jason holds an educational leadership degree in charter school leadership from Central Michigan University and has been honored as an Apple Distinguished Educator. He speaks nationally on the integration of educational technology and is the founder of Particle, a new type of collaboration space designed to support entrepreneurial initiatives through invention, interpretation, and storytelling. Phew, there's a lot there, Jason, but I'm so happy to welcome you to Kid Fun and More.
Hey, Sharla, glad to be here. So happy to talk.
Great. So why don't we start with your history? Because I don't think you initially planned to be co-founder of a charter school system.
No, I didn't. You know, so we're here in Philadelphia today, and I grew up here in the city, went to school through the public education system here. Originally, I attended GAMP High School, which is the Girard Academic Music Program, which was an academic and music magnet school I was very fortunate to get into, both my sister and I. But I was unique in that I was both kind of a music kid, but I was also a science kid and didn't really have the chance to pursue the science side of my interest and passion. Ultimately, I went to pharmacy school here in the city, to Philadelphia College of Pharmacy and Science, which is now a University of the Sciences, for college. So even though I had a pretty robust arts upbringing, I was really interested in science and thought I would kind of do that. So I attended graduate school in Georgia afterwards, where I met my wife. We moved to Michigan, where she was from, for many years. And we actually both became chiropractors and had a practice there, raised three kids in Michigan, and didn't really think that we'd be back here in the city. But a number of years later, I wound up having an opportunity to hear about what my parents were doing. And growing up, my mom had a nonprofit performing arts ballet company where she brought arts programming and did big productions of Nutcracker every year. I grew up in that with my sister, and we would bus 10,000 kids from the city to see Nutcracker every year. And it was her passion to really bring arts back into the school systems in Philly, which were increasingly, you know, being taken away due to budget shortfalls and other priorities. My wife and I, living in Michigan, heard about the opportunity that my mom had actually to start a performing arts charter school in 1999. She applied. The school opened up in 2000 as Philadelphia Performing Arts Charter School, which was a small little baby K-8 school in South Philadelphia. And for 10 years, it just grew to become one of the highest performing schools in Philadelphia. It was unique for several reasons, but primarily they had a 90-minute longer school day. And in kindergarten through fifth grade, kids got 7 extra classes per week in both the arts and the sciences. And every kindergartner had vocal music, instrumental music, classical ballet. They all took French as a foreign language, creative writing, visual arts and the science and technology in addition to classroom science. So it definitely was still kind of a fully arts and science program. And we like to say that kindergartners don't know that they're not supposed to have 13 classes, which are the five normal academics, right? And then the seven arts classes per week. So kindergarten through fifth grade for our kids was a discovery process for them to figure out what type of creatives they are, what type of learners they were. And then in middle school in sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, they would choose one of those subjects as a major and then spend 90 minutes every day in that major. And for the first 10 years, our kids were going to the best private and criteria-based schools all around the city. And then in about 2009, the School District of Philadelphia had actually approached her about duplicating her model around the city. You know, about the same time our kids were still pretty young, we were thinking about moving back to Philly and just being around my folks and our kids at that point in their lives, and, you know, considered moving back here with not an interest in education. But when my wife and I found out that this opportunity existed to pretty much grow her vision and model of both my mom and my dad around the city, unbeknownst to us, she had turned down the opportunity because she really didn't have the capacity. And it was going to take a huge speed up and expenditure of time and money and effort. And you know, they were definitely were not stopping. But, you know, if you would talk to them about that period of time, they would say that they were closer to slowing down than they were to speeding up. And this was going to require a huge, huge speed up. And so in preparing to move here and finding that out, I said, look, how do we help you do this? We'll do whatever we can. And so that was about 2009. And at like 35 years old, I decided to go back to school, got my ed leadership degree in charter school leadership. And then just about the time I was finishing up my program and moving back to the city here, my mom and I started String Theory Schools together in 2011. To take that model and duplicate it around the city. And I definitely brought the science side, you know, of the program. I mean, I grew up in the arts and grew up in her, you know, in her program, but having the opportunity to cast vision into that. So she primarily deals with operations and budget and financing and budget. I deal more in the academics and innovation side of things within the company. And we started to grow the company from a small school 450 to 675. In 2012, we built another school across the street and doubled to 1125. In 2013, we actually built our high school and purchased the GlaxoSmithKline headquarters. So GSK is the largest vaccine manufacturer in the world. And we bought their North American headquarters in Center City, Philadelphia, and turned it into our flagship high school. And then we also moved String Theory offices there. And so the high school's been around since about then. We have our first graduating class was 2017. And now our first high school graduates are actually just graduated college this year. So even though the school has been around Wow. for about 20 years, you know, our high school is pretty new, and we have some of our first, you know, persistent kids, you know, finishing up college this year.
You know, Jason, I just have to interrupt. When you were talking about kindergarten and the amount of time that kids go to school, and it's longer than the normal school day, that blows my mind.
You know, it is. And we also don't have recess either. So it's a very, you know, busy day. It's a very long day. But it's the most fun these kids will have, and it's also the hardest they'll work. But it builds, you know, some discipline and accomplishments from it. And, you know, I remember in growing up in a performing arts school, I was fortunate in that in middle school, I played trumpet and also sang in the choir. But in eighth grade, I got a chance to be in both all the middle school bands as well as all the high school bands. Mm. So every day before school and then every day after school and then probably a couple dozen performances a year. I had a very, very, you know, busy school life, but it was also a blast. And it was the thing that made me excited to come to school. And by giving kids an opportunity to figure out what they are good at, what type of learner they are, and giving them an opportunity to do it every day, it really, you know, excites them and empowers them. And they look for opportunities and look for reasons to go to school.
You know, Jason, I grew up in Philadelphia. I went to public schools. I couldn't wait till the bell rang and it was the end of the school day. I wasn't really motivated. I think my most fun was being in choir. But the way you talk about education is not my experience at all. And I love being in your building and seeing the excitement of the kids. You know what I remembered when I first went? The kids wore uniforms, and they chose to wear uniforms. And I thought that was so terrific for kids not to be competitive about what they wore. You know, it was more about fulfilling this experience of being educated. Wow. Can you tell us what STEAM means?
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of people are familiar with the word STEM, you know, science, technology, education, and math. And in education circles, you hear STEAM a little bit more. Most people haven't heard about it, though, but you pretty much are taking the A for arts and sticking in the middle. So it's the idea of taking arts and STEM, you know, and putting them together. And that's a concept that is, you know, not new to us, but I think far too often what we see is that you'll see a science school and they want to add arts, and then they'll just sprinkle some arts on top of it. You know, or it's an art school and you'll sprinkle some science on top of it. You know, our school model is one that if you took the best school for the arts and the best school for the sciences and glued them together and gave kids an opportunity to experience both is really, you know, what the model is about. And in Philadelphia, you know, parents struggle with navigating the public education pathway. We have a lot of local catchment elementary schools. Most parents send their kindergartners to a school within 3 or 4 blocks of where they live. A lot of times those schools are either under-enrolled or underfunded, and they're not great experiences. Once you get into middle school, the district has some magnet programs in the city. I'm not sure how far and wide people are listening, you know, to this podcast, but in Philly, you know, our magnet school system is actually very good. But the problem is there's 10 times more demand for those programs as they have capacity. So 2 schools, for example, GAMP, which I attended, actually begins in 5th grade. And then Masterman is an academic school, and that also begins in 5th grade. Then there's a number of high school magnet programs. And the issue with those are twofold. Number one, I already mentioned that there's a lot of demand, but they're also criteria-based. And because of that, you know, it's not enough to just, you know, be a good student. They're taking the best students that are, you know, in the top 90% proficiency range and top in academics. And there's not a lot of room for students that are just really strong B students that school's not working for them or they're not in a great environment. So for us, trying to figure out a way to deliver, and you mentioned school uniforms. The reason for that is that, you know, we really, you know, wanted our kids to have a private school experience. And we wanted them, and we felt like they deserve that. And in a lot of the best private schools in the area, and now, you know, a lot of local schools here are using uniforms, but when we began, we really were one of the first. But we wanted our kids to feel as though they were getting a private school education. And to for us to be a K-12 school now, so no matter what grade that you're in, you know, you have a pathway. Once you're in the school, you have a pathway all the way to and through college. It's fully arts and fully science. You know, sometimes you have kids that, like my sister was a dancer and I was, you know, a music kid, but also into science. You know, how do you, you know, split the baby and decide which school do you send your kid to? A lot of times it's, you know, geography comes to play. And you have kids with different interests. Sometimes you may have a kid that's interested, you know, at a younger age in something, but then that, you know, changes as they get older. And having a K-12 pathway where you have a guaranteed opportunity to have that is really important.
I'm thinking about when you walk in your building, mm-hmm. It's a beautiful building. And the things that happen on just the first floor are amazing. So there's a cafe, which mm-hmm. is now the Particle Food Lab. Yeah. Then across from that is a motion capture studio. How many schools offer that? Especially from high school down. I think it's at Drexel University in Philadelphia, but the fact that you offer that experience to kids to learn about animation and to be so involved in it is just terrific. And then right on the other side is this gorgeous ballet studio with a ballerina from Russia who teaches it and is so passionate about it. And then there's the state-of-the-art auditorium. I mean, I think going to string theory is a privilege for these kids that normally they can't have.
It's definitely a private school experience. And I would say that, you know, we've, in opening the high school, we visited private schools all over the country, ranging from Avenues in New York to some of the best private schools in Texas to some of those innovative schools in the Bay Area and San Jose. And, you know, what we're delivering is we're delivering the equivalent of a $40,000 to $50,000 a year private school education, and we're doing it on public education dollars.
And to see the kids and how they love their education, it's so heartwarming. It's very rewarding. I think we should take a quick break, because then I want to come back and talk about several examples of the innovative programs that you've put together at your school. So we're going to break and be able to say thank you to our sponsors. And we'll be right back with Kid Fun and more on the Word of Mom Radio Network.
She is brave. She is strong. She is you. Because you're that woman who's got a product or a service that you're looking to promote. Or you're out there seeking to support other women in business to help women learn, network, and build the businesses of their dreams. Because when you win, we win.
Have you been curious about CBD? Maybe you heard it helps relieve stress and balance your body, but you're not sure where to start? The most important thing when you're thinking about CBD is choosing a brand you trust and feel confident in. Altwell is a high quality and effective CBD line. It's a family business with four generations in the wellness industry, and they poured all their experience, knowledge, and passion into making modern wellness attainable. Altwell uses only the highest quality, ethically grown hemp, carefully selected from Colorado farms. They triple test every product, and with every purchase, you can access a lab report so you can see exactly what you're getting. If you're new to CBD, a great place to start is with topicals like Altwell's balms and lotions to help ease achy muscles, and their serums to moisturize and brighten your skin. Altwell is offering Word of Mom listeners a special discount so you can try it for yourself. All you have to do is go to altwell.com and use code ALTWELLMOM at checkout for 25% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply.
Don't let the name fool you, because stadiumbags.com has a line of clear bags that enable you to use your phone and your smart devices without removing them from your bag. Not only that, but the product is so good it'll stand up to the cleaning solvents that you need to use now to make sure that when you come home safely. So take a look at stadiumbags.com. You'll see why we're your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
We're back to continue Kid Fun and More on the Word of Mom Radio Network with our very special guest, Dr. Jason Corsiniti. Now, Jason, you've been telling us all kinds of examples, or all kinds of philosophy and what goes on at string theory schools. Can you tell us about the particle incubation program you have?
Yeah, so when we purchased our building, our school exists on the first seven floors of the building, and then our top floor houses a string theory headquarters, and also has had a little bit of vacant space, about 10,000 square feet of space that was not used initially. And as the high school grew, we knew that we'd look for, you know, programming that would, you know, kind of fill in the need, but we wanted to see what kind of excited kids and what was successful. And one of the things that we saw was kids coming to school every day, you know, in Center City, Philadelphia, which is, you know, around some of the biggest, you know, companies in the world. We're a couple blocks from the Comcast world headquarters. It's an incredibly inspiring place. We're actually located in the museum district in Philadelphia. So everything Philadelphia has to offer to kids are things that they're seeing walking by. And we knew that what they were, you know, really interested in was the whole idea of, you know, living in the startup world. Almost everything that these kids are touching, from their phones to, you know, even cars today, a lot of that is designed in Silicon Valley, and those experiences from your computer to your phone really is kind of this entrepreneurial kind of ecosystem where it's the startup mentality, and everything that means the most to them, how they consume content and how they create content, is kind of governed by a small, you know, kind of group of people in the Bay Area. And the whole idea of having an entrepreneurial mindset was something that was just really exciting. So we created an incubator space for really innovative companies in Philadelphia. And our approach was to build some of the most amazing labs and studios and offices that looked and felt like you were in a, you know, Silicon Valley startup, like a Facebook, a Google, an Apple, or a Netflix. And we gave these companies free office space in return for working with our kids on design projects and design challenges. And so as these companies, which are typically kind of in their earlier stages, and they're companies ranging from food to fashion to technology, as they needed things like logos and branding, packaging and prototyping, web design, video, photography, social media, those are all labs and studios and projects that we allowed our kids to work on. So you could be a student in our school, take an English class, a physics class, but then, you know, go upstairs and intern with a really innovative startup company in our building, you know, work on either photography or logo or something with them, and then go back to school the rest of your day. So it was a way to inspire them for what kind of the pace of what innovation is, because what far too often what we see is that by the time you bake in a curriculum, whether it's the high school or the college level, the pace of startup and the pace of innovation is moving so fast that it's difficult to do that.
So Jason, when I saw that, and I think these kids created a logo, when they graduate high school, they know already that they're capable of graphic design or photography. You know, I've seen the photography of some of the students, plus they have great teachers that work with them. The broadcast department is capable of helping so many different companies, but the students do it, but they're guided by excellent teachers. So the quality the companies get is remarkable.
It is. And so a lot of our teachers, academic teachers, they're typically go through teachers' colleges. They're highly qualified. They're certified in their subject area. But all of our teachers over our majors programs, they're either artists in residence, scientists in residence, or entrepreneurs in residence. And some of them have, you know, teacher certifications, but we really wanted to inspire kids to see what the real world and what creative professionals were like out there. And so, you know, we kind of, you know, created a Disney world of creativity for creative professionals to come, you know, share what they know and also play in our spaces.
And I also love that the kids all have iPads. There are no textbooks. There haven't been for a long time in your schools, but you have a great relationship with Apple. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, we've been very fortunate. In 2014, we were honored as an Apple Distinguished School. We're 1-to-1 and 24/7 iPad. We know that how kids consume content these days and how they create content is first and foremost through mobile, whether it's an iPhone or an Android device or an iPad or another device. But that's how they engage with their world, and that's how they create in their world. And we decided to create an environment for them to engage with their learning through the use of, you know, mobile technologies. I think far too often when you walk into a traditional public school, it's like you stepped back in the past 50 years, and there's a disconnect from the culture and how you engage in learning inside the building as how you engage in, you know, learning and creating outside of the building. And we wanted to, you know, tear down those walls and allow kids to use the devices and the apps and the programs and the web in the way that they're used to kind of engaging with content and engage with their learning in that way.
And I think it is such a compliment to you and the school and the students that Apple has two videos of your school on their website. So if you went to apple.com and put in education string theory schools, people could get to see, as well as on your website, just the kind of vitality that's coming out of your building.
Yeah, we are very fortunate that Apple did a number of videos on us. Also, George Lucas's Educational Foundation, Edutopia, very large organization, a nonprofit that's actually based at Skywalker Ranch in California. But they did the largest feature they've ever done on a school. And when they came here, they said, you know, normally we'll only do one or two videos, but they said there are so many different things that you guys are doing amazingly well that we want to capture all of it. So they actually shot four videos here that it's now posted on Edutopia's website.
I think that is such a huge compliment. So if somebody's listening from another city and they would like to bring string theory to their city, how can that happen?
Sure. So charter schools in Philadelphia, we're operating as a charter school. There's certainly a lot of areas outside of the state and around the country that there are opportunities. Typically, they're larger city districts. But we certainly are on both the hunt to duplicate and expand our model. around this country. And certainly anybody can, you know, follow us or reach out to us on either our website or through social media. We'd love to have a conversation about sharing, whether it's just best practices or some of our stories or what's working. There's a lot that didn't work at first. So I think some of the best experiences are things that didn't work and how we were able to solve that. But we are so open to sharing both our message, our story, and spreading the word of both our model and, you know, the opportunity for others to have schools like ours.
Tell us the best way for people to find you.
Yeah, so you can reach out to us at stringtheoryschools.org, our website. I think we are also, the school is on Twitter at stringtheoryedu. But you know, by all means, anybody can reach out, send us an email, or visit our website.
That's really great. So you have something planned related to college in your school. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we have, at any one given time, probably about 100 to 120 students dual enrolled at college while they're also in high school. We're fortunate that being in Center City, Philadelphia, there's over 100 institutions of higher ed. And anytime a lot of these college programs have openings, our students are able to take a class here or a class there. So it's always been a huge interest for our students to succeed early, get advanced placement, helps them in the application process to have college credits on their transcript. But we're a little limited in that those programs are typically smaller in size. And we felt as though that we wanted our kids to be able to not only get a couple credits, but to take kind of an early college or middle college approach where they're actually able to get either an entire associate's degree or about 60 college credits while they're at high school. And we found that the best way to be able to do that was just to do it ourselves. So we are on we're on an approach now to apply this year with the hope of opening up a String Theory School of Design, which will be a four full year college and later university. But by doing that, we'll actually be able to have college classes on site here and give kids the opportunity to have the same type of experience they're used to at high school at the college level.
And this is just for our students, or is this for other students?
Initially, it will just be for our students, but after going through the accreditation process, you know, our hope is to develop a full, you know, college that's open up to everyone in the city.
That's really amazing. So I think I should explain. I said our students.
Yeah.
I am. I don't know.
Family, Charlotte, for sure.
I don't know if our listeners know that I also have a public relations business, and I've been working with Jason for 5 years, and his mother Angela, and the people at their school. So I know firsthand about the quality of their education, and I really wanted to share it on Kid Fun and More. And speaking of Kid Fun and More, I ask every guest, Jason, to remember a creative experience you had when you were young that was really fun.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because one of the programs we're building here in addition to the college is the culinary program. I know you mentioned the cafe. And I have a real passion for food. In fact, the kids in our cafe, we actually compete in Gelato Festival, and we're now internationally one of the top 100 ranked gelato places in the world. And I think, you know, one of my loves for food really stemmed back to when I was about 12 years old. My aunt had actually bought me on vacation. She had bought me the Ritz-Carlton cookbook and a crepe maker, and left me alone with it. And I proceeded to work my way through the Ritz-Carlton cookbook.
Oh my God.
You know, everything from, you know, Eggs Benedict to their souffles to creme brulees, and with my little crepe maker and oven. And while my parents went to work, that's what I would do. I'd go to the grocery store, buy all the ingredients, and literally work my way through the Ritz-Carlton cookbook. And that stuck with me for a while. And now I get a chance to actually teach kids how to make gelato and make some of the best gelato in the world, I think.
That's amazing and really funny to me, because nobody gave me a cookbook like that, but I wouldn't have known what to do with it.
Right.
In fact, I have an idea in my Kid Fun book that it's making concoctions. This would probably be appalling to you, Jason, but when there's all this leftover food, when you go out to eat. My kids love to mix it all together and make concoctions. And actually, I did that with my brother, and it was really fun. So a little extra ketchup, a little extra soup. You never know what you can come up with.
Well, we do that with chocolate too. At the end of the day, once you're done making chocolate bonbons, there's always a little bit left over ganache or nuts or fruit. And what we'll do is make everything bars, where we have a little bar mold, and we put all the, you know, the leftover ingredients and some caramel, and then cap it. So it's kind of like you get everything, you know, that we've made in a single bar. Although it's all sweet and sometimes a little bit, you know, savory, salty, but the concept is fun too.
It sounds totally delicious and totally all about kid fun. Totally. So Jason, this was really fun. Thank you so much for being with us today. And remember, everyone, you can learn more about String Theory Schools at stringtheoryschools.org.
To this great big world, this great big melting pot.
On behalf of everyone here on Word of Mom Radio, thanks for tuning into Kid Fun and More. We're going to close with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So, till next time, this is Charlotte Felcher. Please visit my website, www.kidfunandmore.com, for Kid Fun activities, for information about my books, and more.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself. Yes, yeah, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong. Yes, yeah, she knows who she is. Has integrity. Woman strong and true. You know her by name. See, this woman is you. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you. Adds value and hope. Has proved to be brave. See, it's never too late. Never time to behave. Reaching for dreams, doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself, unleashed from her cage. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is